Well, thank you very much. That's right. It's the Good Stuff with Kim and Mike, and we're happy to be with you.
You might have noticed that Tri-State Livestock News is not the glossy urban agri magazine. True enough, we've bypassed the glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news. Our readers come for one thing, authentic agricultural insights. I reckon you'll forgive our rustic style when you see our content. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Kim, what do you have today?
The Weathered Old Barn. We don't know who wrote this, but it sounds pretty special. A stranger came by the other day with an offer that set me to thinking. He wanted to buy the old barn that sits out by the highway. I told him right off he was crazy. He was a city type. You could tell by his clothes, his car, his hands, and the way he talked. He said he was driving by and saw that beautiful barn sitting out there in the tall grass and wanted to know if it was for sale. I told him he had a funny idea of beauty. Sure, it was a handsome building in its day, but then there's been a lot of winters passed through there, snow and ice and howling wind. The summer suns beat down on that old barn till all the paint's gone and the wood has turned silver gray. Now, the old building leans a good deal, looking kind of tired, yet that fellow called it beautiful. That set me to thinking. I walked out to the field and just stood there gazing at the old barn. The stranger said he planned to use the lumber to line the walls of his den in a new country home he's building down the road. He said you can't get paint that beautiful. Only years of standing in the weather, bearing the storms and scorching sun, only that can produce beautiful barn wood. It came to me then, we're a lot like that, you and I, only it's on the inside that the beauty grows with us. Sure, we turn silver gray too, and lean a bit more than we did when we were young and full of sap. But the good Lord knows what he's doing, and as the years pass, he's busy using the hard wealth of our lives, the dry spells and the stormy seasons, to do a job of beautifying our souls that nothing else can produce. And to think how often folks holler because they want life easy. They took that old barn down today and hauled it away to beautify a rich man's house. And I reckon someday you and I will be hauled off to heaven to take on whatever chores the good Lord has for us on the Great Sky Ranch. And I suspect we'll be more beautiful then for the seasons we've been through here, and just maybe even add a bit of beauty to our Father's house. May today there be peace within you. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Shirley Schumann shared that with us. You know, that's not that easy to say.
I have a nice little story about an 8-year-old girl and her grandfather.
Oh, well, am I going to cry?
No.
Our listeners? Laugh. Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, listeners.
An 8-year-old girl went to her grandfather, who was working in the yard, and asked him, "Grandpa, what is a couple sex?" The grandfather was surprised that she would ask such a question, but decided that if she's old enough to know to ask the question, then she's old enough to get a straight answer. Steeling himself to leave nothing out, he proceeded to tell her all about human reproduction and the joys and responsibilities that go along with it. When he finished explaining, the little girl was looking at him with her mouth hanging open, eyes wide in amazement. Seeing the look on her face, the grandfather asked her, "Why did you ask this question, honey?" The little girl replied, "Well, Grandma says to tell you that dinner will be ready in just a couple of secs." Okay.
Let's move on. Julie French from Ortonville, Minnesota sent these in, and I've been sharing them kind of as time went by. These are 50 unspoken social rules. However, I've got to say, since I'm speaking them, they might not be unspoken.
That's true.
Let's put some out there. Don't hog the armrest on planes. Always signal when changing lanes and signal before you put the brake on.
Right.
That's the whole idea behind it. Let people know you're going to be putting those brakes on and where you're going
to
be
going.
Not
like you have to roll the window down and stick your hand out the window to tell them where you're going.
That's right. That's right. Just give them a heads up. Respect shared workspaces. That's a kind thing to do. Don't block the sidewalk when chatting. Knock before entering a closed door. That's a good rule. Always return borrowed books in good condition.
Don't drop them in the mud puddle and then take them back.
That's right. Don't leave your trash in someone else's car.
Yep.
That's being polite. Be honest about allergies and dietary restrictions.
Yeah, that's for your own health, too.
That's right. That's right. Offer to split the bill fairly.
All right. Well, we've got more of those to share with you on a future edition of The Good Stuff.